Welcome back, all you lovers out there in Radio Land. You know what day it is. It's Friday. It's your favorite day of the week because the podcasters you love the most, problem solvers, are out there. And it's Valentine's Day. We're coming out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just gently sliding our voices into your ear pussies and touching all walls of your eardrums. We don't mind if there's a little wax in there. There could be a little wax on the wall. We're all right. We're all right with that.
What were we saying? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope you have love. And if you do, I don't know, treat it with love. I don't know how love works.
I hope it's consensual.
You gonna touch that already?
Oh, damn, already. I'm done.
All right, guys, we're the problem solvers. You know that. I'm Zach.
I'm Dave.
I'm an honorary problem solver.
We got our ride-along problem solver here. He's got a little jacket and a necklace with a picture of himself on it so he stays safe. Jesse. And, you know, last week we did a little bit of a Valentine's Day episode to get you in the mood for the holiday. But since today is Valentine's Day,
wink,
you guys, because it's really two weeks away, but, you know, the magic of Hollywood. In honor of Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about, I don't know, sex baby.
Yeah, sounds good.
Want to talk about sex baby?
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about
P's and V's, dude.
Sex baby.
You want to talk about sex baby? You want to talk about you and me? We're going to talk about P's, we're going to talk about V's, we're probably going to talk about some B's, maybe some FB's, fake
all B's. All the B's, all the B's. Yeah, FB's.
And the big thing at the Problem Solvers is we talk a lot about, like, things that would have been, I don't know, like taboo a few years back, but now things are the world's changing.
2020, man.
Yeah, we live in a different world. So, like, you know, some people say we talk about, you know, transgender issues a lot and homosexuality a lot and
that's true.
And race issues a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it all from a place of love, 100%. Like, do whatever you want in life, be whatever you want, be happy, and fuck everybody else.
Yeah, dude.
That's what we say here. So
nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody just wants to get out there. Human beings want three things in life: something to fuck, something to eat, and hopefully in the future, something that you can fuck and eat without getting sick. George Washington said that.
George Washington did say that.
So. Yeah. We know it's Valentine's Day, which means all you lovely lovers out there, we're going to be making love to some lovely love piece, which is my way of saying sex, because I'm a 12-year-old. So, my big thing is, everybody's out there with their differences, and some people feel embarrassed about certain things, and, you know, the world would be such a better place if everyone was just open and upfront about what they who they really are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of crime that's committed because it comes from a place of ignorance. Like, there's a lot of serial killers that killed people because they didn't realize that they just liked gay sex. And they're scared of it.
That's true.
There's a lot of hate crimes that go on because people are like, that guy's having sex with another guy. But secretly, they're like, why can't I find love with a man?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
doing
I just want to get my dong sucked by a dude.
I'm gonna fucking edit that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna keep that vocal clip.
Do it.
I'm gonna isolate it.
That's your new ringtone.
I just wanna get my dong sucked.
I got three. I've got ammo for days. We support everything except for homosexuality because these guys are so gay.
So gross and gay.
Do you get boners when you watch sports? You gross.
See a man's butt.
Dave plays basketball so we can slap each other's butts and go to locker rooms. But in celebration of everyone that will be entering each other this beautiful evening, entering and exiting and entering and exiting a few more times until
they
culminate.
I just like to let it soak. Just
you
enter.
Pop it in there.
That's it.
And just sit there, right?
Yep.
That's
the move.
I call that one the VHS. You just push it in, you leave it in, and everybody has a good time until it's time to pull it out and rewind it. Be kind, rewind. So we're going to talk about some sexual predilections, some things that people are into that some other people might not be,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I want to hear some weird shit.
Actually, one of Jesse's sexual kinks is he gets erections about hearing about people talk about weird sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually called dinglophobolophoria. And it's real. Google it. I just made it up. Don't Google it. I'm going to create a wiki.
It's just going to be a weird picture of Peter Dinklage. Like he's like going to give a high five, but all his fingers are Peter Dinklage's too. Like being scared of Peter Dinklage. Dinklage-phobia.
I'm going to pause the podcast and Photoshop that right now. But, so everyone knows there's like the regular stuff that is now, like stuff that would have been weird in the past, but now it's just regular. Like fucking autoerotic asphyxiation when you choke yourself and jerk off. Or like breath play when you choke
David
someone.
Carradine?
Yeah, David Carradine died that way. Yeah. The singer of NSX.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know
he
that
went
one.
Out that way. Damn. The old choking stroke.
Yeah, what, how does that happen, though? What do? They just forget? It, like, do they just like say,
Like they don't like set it up properly. So when they pass out, it like keeps choking them.
Yeah, it continues to choke.
So
yeah.
Because I think you're supposed to do it like so when you pass out, it like breaks away.
Oh.
So I think that's...
The trick is to...
Yeah.
It's all in production value.
Yeah.
Like, you
have
to have the proper...
Oh, dude, could you think of... Let me think about that. That's so weird. Like, not weird. It's not weird. The act's not weird to me, but, like,
dying
just
that
dying that way.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, like...
Imagine coming over and being like, hey, Dad, what's it? Oh,
boy. Yeah. Like, David Carradine. Nobody's gonna ever talk about him being in Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna say, that guy was jerking off and choked himself.
Yeah,
that
was like, in... Hey, you know that guy from Kill Bill? And they're gonna be like, oh, you mean the dude who died jerking off,
right.
choked
yeah,
himself?
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna be like, no, the fucking... The guy who was in Kung Fu movies...
Kung Fu, the Legendary Story
was
the name of the TV
My
show.
My dad has a tattoo...
Of David Carradine?
From the original Kung Fu series, because he got those marks on his wrist from picking up the pot.
Oh,
it's
that's
the
right.
dragon
yeah,
and
I forgot
the
about
panther.
It. Yeah.
My dad has those, and now he doesn't have a Kung Fu tattoo. He has a tattoo
of
the guy that jumped
dude.
Off and
yep.
killed
yeah.
himself.
Your dad
of a weird sex man.
A homosexual tattoo.
He does, and he's a dirty poive. he's a poivoy.
Captain is the originator of perv.
So,
and he likes to be called Rad now.
He just... Don't you dare.
He said that to me.
Does he?
I said, hey, Conrad. And he's like, it's rad now.
Oh.
Sick.
I call him the con man.
He's always going to be the captain to me. Never, I would never call him anything but...
He hasn't owned a boat in a long time.
I know. He's still the captain of any vessel.
I mean,
be it on wheels or land or sea.
So speaking of captains, my dad, he might be interested to know that there is a fetish... for what is called diaper bondage. And it's exactly what you would think it is. This is another one that was like, it's been mainstream because of like people making fun of it so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you want to hear the official, like good sounding definition
of
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Diaper bondage is a specific form of submission that involves role playing in which an adult regresses to an infantile state. Often the adult performing a sexual fetish will wear a diaper and act like a baby seeking... nurturing from their sexual partner. This condition is also known as paraphilic infantism, autonephilophilia, psychosexual infantilism, or more commonly, adult baby syndrome.
Oh my god.
What the freak?
And now that I got that out, let me preface the rest of this by saying I'm going to mispronounce so much, because those words...
Yeah, those are... That's a lot of...
Yeah.
Listen to me, I sound like a big old science man from Harvard. Get my PhDs.
That's a lot of fucking, you know, vowels next to each other.
Yeah.
There's actually something, Jesse, that you'll be able to chime in on. Dave might not know as much about it because this was more from my past. I was always accused of my girlfriends, the girls I was seeing, having large noses.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw it, but, like, when I look back, I'd look at the pictures of my ex-girlfriends. I'm like, oh, they all have pretty large noses. I don't know if that's something I'm attracted to.
That might be, like, subconscious you are.
Yeah, subconscious.
If I were subconsciously attracted to it...
Oh, we got one?
It would be because I have nasophilia, and I'm attracted to noses.
You have mesothelioma?
I do have mesothelioma.
Is that what that number...
That's what that commercial's about?
Yeah, it's about
fucking sexy noses.
You're
not
alone. There's so many people apparently out there that
you
have a problem with big noses.
May have nasal... whatever you said.
Nasal stains to Noble. But I also might be accused of having, where is it on here? Agomatophilia, which is love of mannequins and or statues. Because
yeah,
of Zach
Plastic. Holy Zach Plastic. Shit, dude. Yep. This
wow.
is crazy.
Yeah, turns out I'm a dirty sex man.
Yeah.
I'm a dirty sex man, and I have all these kinks that I didn't know about.
Have you ever used Zach Plastic in the bedroom?
He watches sometimes, because he can't blink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, learn a lot about myself. But, you know, Dave, let's not make this all about me.
Okay.
Ooh.
Dave, you might have a condition called omorashi, or it's called OMO for short. It falls within the urogenital family of sexual fetishes, which are related to urine. Those who identify as OMO become aroused when they have a full bladder and wet themselves. Or
wow.
Dead nuts, man.
Obvious their partner wetting themselves, or observe their partner wetting themselves. Other phrases used to describe this particular fetish is bladder depression and panty wetting.
Oh my
the
god.
The word omorishi is Japanese for to wet oneself. Hustle.
Oh! Huh.
Dead nuts.
I thought that might
Nailed
be you,
it.
Man. But, all jokes aside, Dave peed himself one time. He talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah. It's still so embarrassing.
You're never going to live it down now, man.
Nope, never. We have to. I have to come up with something else. I got to do something.
Something else got to be my thing.
So I got a list of all these things on here, and I don't know how to blast through them. But one that I
just
know
go
for
in order,
fact
I guess. I don't
is
know.
True. One that's definitely like, because I'm a convicted felon, and there are certain girls out there. I thought this was called just being trailer park trashy.
It's just white trash syndrome.
But if you have hybristophilia, then you have an abnormal sexual condition in which sexual desire and climax occur in response to the knowledge that one's partner has committed a heinous act such as infidelity, lying, or criminal acts.
What the fuck?
So, they're for real. I have had girls, like, I've had a lot of girls be like, oh, you committed a felony? You're gross. I don't want anything to do with you. You're a third person. And then I have certain people that are like, I don't know why, but I want to fuck you so bad now.
Seriously?
And I was like, are you a dirty bird? But they're just regular birds with a dirty
or
bird.
Or were those the guys that you were in jail with when you showed up?
Probably both.
Those are special friends. And jealousy don't look good on you, David.
Jealousy is an ugly color on me.
So that thing is definitely for real, because I've encountered that.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Another thing, something that we talked about on last episode, too, was sleeping sex, which is sexsomnia. Is the real name of it, because they let, like, a guy who never went to school name it. They were just like, all right, we got this sexual act where people like to have sex while they're asleep. Rob, what do you got? And you're like, huh? Sexsomnia. you know, sex slumber parties, that taken? Then sexsomnia. Let's go with that one. But that one is, it's a sleep disorder that prompts an individual to seek sexual activity in their sleep.
That's
wild.
Yeah,
really?
Too. It happens to me
like
a lot.
Like, I've woken up and been like, I'm having sex right now.
Yeah.
What?
Like, what's happening? How's this? What's going on?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and it happens in both men and women, too.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I've gone to sleep in the same bed as what I always called it sleep gropers. Like, girls that you fall asleep with and you wake up and they're just fucking touching your balls and your dicks and stuff. But it's
I mean, I've tried to, like, wake girls up to be, like, all,
knock,
like,
knock,
sexy,
knock.
Like, ugh, yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, I've never, like, just been like, oh, shit, this is happening.
Yeah, no, it's happened to me. I've done it to myself before, where I've woken up, like, mid-stroke on my...
What? Really?
And I'm like, get off me, you pervert.
Dirty pervert.
Buy me dinner first.
Yeah, dude. So I think I suffer from this sexual order. We all know what cuckolding is. We all know. Everybody's... making fun of cucks has become the new, like...
It's so fun.
Like, 10 years ago, making Jew jokes, or not, probably like 20 years ago, Jew jokes were the funny thing. Now, now you don't do that anymore. Now it's cuck.
Yep.
And in like 5 years, you're
cuck
not gonna
this,
be
cuck
of
that.
Cucks.
Yeah, dude. Cuck videos
How
are funny.
I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
like watching the person you love or whatever
bang
just
someone
railed
else,
out,
and then like talk shit to you
while
they're doing it.
Exactly.
Like, fucking,
and then just like, oh yeah, yeah.
Like you're in a deep dark place,
yeah,
man. At that
I don't,
point.
See, that's one that like, once again. We're not shaming you.
Not at all.
You do it.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah,
you're just in a dark place mentally.
Yeah. Because
I think.
I don't know, man. It's that I mean, I'll try it. Because I'm a dirty worthless sack. I'll try it.
Try anything once, twice.
But yeah, that is I don't know if I even have to read the full definition here. It's a sexual fetish in which someone experiences sexual arousal by way of observing their partner having sex with another man or woman. Some report an associated feeling of humiliation and or rejection as part of the allure, which...
it's so weird.
I've been That's rejected crazy. By a lot of girls, and it's never made me be like...
Yeah, it's never turned me on where I'm like, yeah, do it again.
Although, like, when we were talking about that in last week's preamp to Valentine's Day video, or podcast, Dave sent me pictures of a girl that I like with another man, and I don't know. Maybe I was just
gonna say,
who knows? I'll never tell.
You went to the bathroom to pee, quote unquote. Yeah,
I remember.
Rubbed
that.
One out real quick.
I call it milk pee.
Milked your little prostate real quick for crazy orgasm in like 2 seconds.
I didn't.
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
Too long
yeah. About I know. That's why I brought it up. It's fresh in my mind.
What do we got here? Have you guys ever heard of dendrophilia or arbophilia?
Oh, that's trees.
That is trees.
Yeah, dude, I'm smart.
How'd you know that?
Let me see your search history.
Seriously, give me your phone. I want to.
I think I recognize the dendro part.
Oh,
and like, then the arbo. I was like, arb is trees. So
yeah, huh. I guess that's a really smart way to look at it.
Yeah. That's just. Wouldn't I get, like, for girls, wouldn't I get, like, dirt all up in there? And isn't that a bad time?
I don't know much about botany because I'm not much of an outdoorsman. But I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to put things inside of you that are in nature ever.
I think that's really?
My mom, when we were kids, me and my sister would go out and play. She'd be like, oh, you guys be safe. Stay away from the road. Bridget, Crystal, stop putting trees in your pussy. That's rule number one.
I can totally hear your mom yelling that.
That's rule number one, you guys.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Get away from that bush, Bridget.
Stop putting those trees in your dick.
Zach, go back to eating sand.
Yeah. Zach, stop trying to sit on that branch. I know you're just trying to stick it in your asshole.
You know.
That's another one I don't get.
I grew up in a rough neighborhood.
I've never, like, looked at a tree and been like, oh, I'm going to fuck that.
Yeah, but have you seen some real sexy trees?
I mean, I've seen some thick trees in my day.
I like to think of palm trees as the really slutty trees that have their arms over their head because they're pulling their shirt up to show us all their
buzzing. Oh, yeah, that's
good. They got the roundies up there.
Yeah. They're those trees are flashing us.
They're showing your coke, showing them their coconuts.
Yeah, dude. Hell
yeah. Kimmy Coconuts action. I bet Smarty Pants over here, I bet you don't know what mechanophilia is.
Yeah, that's when you fuck cars.
Yep.
And we nailed it.
Literally just, were we talking about it on the last episode or was it in between?
No, it was in between because we were talking about the My Strange Addiction.
And the guy with the Ford Probe.
Yeah. He was just fucking a regular
weird.
Old red car. And
like,
it was
did
weird.
He put anything in the muffler beforehand? Like,
I don't know, but like, I remember in the episode, he was like,
then I'd be like, all right, whatever.
He was leaning on the fender and he was like whispering to it. And he's like, oh, I just love its curves.
It's
and
more
like,
than just sex for him.
What the fuck?
He's in love.
Like, he would light under it with his feet under the bumper and like hold the whole front of the car and like he's holding like
that's weird.
A nice set of boobs.
Huh.
Weird. Just super weird, dude.
Now, I want to watch that movie now with, it's called Us or something. Not
Us. Fast and Furious?
No. Yeah, that. I want to see that.
Tokyo Drift, though?
That movie with the guy with the hair lip.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix, Her.
Yeah, Her.
Yep.
He's like, falls in love with his phone.
That was actually pretty good. I watched
it. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. And if my phone talked to me in a sexual voice... That
was
sounded it? Like Scarlett Johansson.
I was gonna say, wasn't it Scarlett
I'd
Johansson's voice?
Too,
yeah,
dude.
I'd probably fuck
just
my phone
don't
too.
Like,
I'd fuck the shit out
I don't
of
like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, you do hate people with visible facial deformities.
I do, 100%. I think
so
it's weird.
Did you not like Joker?
I watched Joker and I did like it.
I enjoyed it.
I thought there was a pretty good how Joker began story.
Yeah.
But like, I still didn't
dove
like
into
it.
His
but
head.
You would have loved it if it wasn't that fucked up face weirdo, is what you're saying.
Yes, 100%.
Yep. I once saw Dave throw hot coffee in a guy's face because he had alopecia.
Yep.
And he was like, why are you coming up to me, bald little weirdo,
and then
with
I
your
drew,
eyebrows?
And then I drew eyebrows on him.
Yeah, that's the move. That's a power move.
This one's kind of related. It's called pedal pumping or revving in the industry. Mm. And it's this is a funny one because I feel like every dude that grew, like, like Ray, like our friend Ray,
mm-hmm.
any dude that grew up, like, not grew up, but was like in their 20s during the 80s, has yeah. this. It's called, it's a subset of foot fetishism that involves watching someone often wearing high heels push a gas pedal with a masturbatory rhythm.
For really? You
know, essentially, in parentheses, it's just called every Motley Crue music video or every ZZ Top music
so
video.
So it's literally yeah. just like a girl in high heels pushing a pedal?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, like that Motley Crue song, Kickstart My Cock.
Yeah. That's yep. the one.
Because your heart's located on your cock.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. The fastest way to a man's heart is through his dick.
Yeah.
His dick heart.
Everybody thinks it's his belly, but it's a little further south.
Sometimes my dick's on my belly, so I guess it's like a win-win in that
yeah,
situation.
There you go.
This one I had a feeling was a thing because we one of our friends, C. Wiltsey or Craig W.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Me neither. I remember we used to go to this bar.
I think he's one of our major listeners, though.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Probably.
Sounds
probably.
Like with a fucking name like that.
So we used to go to a bar that had a very large female bartender. Not bartender, a bouncer. She was a female bouncer. She was probably like 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And she was larger, like Amazon
like
large, Brianna not like fat.
Like Brianna
Thorne? Yes. Like Brianne. Yeah. Okay. Brianna of Tarth.
Sorry.
Yes. Like that. She kind of looked like her, too, because she was blonde, because most of those giant-ass ladies, they are some...
Of Scandinavian descent. Yeah, for sure.
But Craig, every time we went in there, he would get nice and hammered, and he'd be like, dude, I want to fuck this chick. He's like, I want to
really?
Climb all over her. And he'd say that all the time. He's like, I don't know what it is. I want to climb all over her. But that's because he suffers from macrophilia, or giantess sex. It's an abnormal sexual condition that involves being attracted to and aroused by someone who is much larger than you or physically.
He's a big guy, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, but he's short.
He's short.
Oh,
so
he's a
big guy.
It's a phenomenon in which people are turned on by giants and fantasies involving giants.
Wow.
So is it just tall or just anything bigger than the guy, I guess?
Yeah, just bigger than you.
Oh.
And does that consist of that person... Maybe possibly throwing them around and manhandling them.
I would love to see like, Craig get tossed around like a little fucking woman. Teddy bear bite. Yeah,
I would probably pay to see that.
Yeah, I would definitely. Yeah. So I would watch that. But I can tell you, like I was dating a girl. I'm 6'1", about like two. Well, I just weighed myself today. I'm down 5 pounds, 210 pounds.
Nice.
Thank you guys. Thanks for noticing.
Nice.
So I'm a pretty. I'm not like huge, but I'm a bigger person. And my last girlfriend was the same height as me. Which was, sexually, it was...
Tall guy and you were the same height?
Yeah, she's 6'1".
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, like, for me, I enjoyed it because I liked being the same size as someone.
You wanted to be eye level when you were on top of her.
Yeah, I liked her just mounting me and taking me. But it wasn't like a sexual thing. I liked it. I liked being the same size because, you know, every girl that I've ever been with is smaller than me, even if it's just by a little bit. They're all smaller. But it was cool, but I don't have, like, a fetish for it. But what I really liked is that we could share clothes. Which was awesome.
Especially the underwear.
Yeah. Especially the underwear. And you guys can use your imagination to think of either my ex-girlfriend wore manly underwear or I wore sexy underwear. But we shared.
I don't know either way.
Mm. Yeah, really. Could go either way.
Yeah, it could.
So does that mean I have that now? Because I'm me in the chair, everyone's taller than me?
That's a good question.
Oh.
I'm going to let my expert David answer that.
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That's that.
100%.
So I have gigantism. What was it?
Yep.
We'll just call it Craig Wiltsey's disorder.
Craig Wiltsey's disease.
CDW. Or something. I don't know. CWD.
But actually, CDW.
I was looking for something about dudes in wheelchairs, seeing if that's a thing.
Yeah.
And there is something. It's called.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's called. Abasiophilia is attraction to people with leg braces or wheelchairs.
No shit.
So get on those chat rooms.
Damn, Sarah. You got some abasios.
Yeah.
This is something.
Yeah.
You need to know that we are sensitive to your needs, and we're happy that Jesse's able to fulfill them. So with his macrophilia...
Sign up for my OnlyFans account?
Yes. Yes. I was talking about those... That thing for fans only or whatever.
Damn.
With God, I can never remember this girl's name. But I was at a bar and she was talking about her friend does it and gets like fucking $10,000 a month from her just sending nudes to guys.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
And I was like, that's a real thing? So I made a page.
Did you really?
Yep. I think I might have talked about this on one of our episodes, but I wrote as my bio, hey, if you want to see my dick or my butt, that's cool. Give me money. I haven't gotten a single message
not
yet.
A single not red cent.
Not just no, one?
Nothing. Nobody Shit. Wants to see my butt or my dick.
Damn,
man.
Did you put any, like, regular pictures up just to be like, hey, this
yeah,
is
then they know who you are,
yeah,
like
I put
what
a
you
picture
look like?
Of me. Just a regular picture of me maybe wearing a suit to play it up.
Oh, okay, okay.
But nothing.
Has anybody looked at it?
No, I don't think so. It's a really sad, lonely world.
Damn.
Yeah.
So sad, insert sad trombone here.
Well, so, that's bad news, Zach. That made me sad.
No, nah, it's all right. I don't mind because I also have a sexual condition where I enjoy being rejected. So,
yeah, there you go.
Full circle.
That
jokes
is.
On you, the internet that doesn't want to see my butt. I play with my own butt. Yeah. I pretend it's a woman's tit whilst masturbating.
There was a song that somebody wrote. Wait till you see my butt.
Oh my god!
You never heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's like, hey, please let me show you my butt.
No,
it was like, wait till you see my dick.
Yeah. Wait till you see my dick.
Yeah. Wait till you see my butt is a way funnier
That's
song.
Way better.
That I think we should make.
Yes.
Hey, little mama, did you see my butt cheeks?
Oh my god.
Now I know both you guys know what hot dogging is.
Mm. Yep.
David.
You don't know hot dogging?
No.
Hot dogging is when you rub
between, you put your dick between their butt cheeks.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, dude.
Obvious. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I don't think that I have whatever sexual condition makes you like hot dogging. I just think
that's
I have
an actual
fun.
Sexual condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just do it to be funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's super funny. You just got a little push the butt cheeks together.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got a hot dog sandwich right there.
A hot dog is a sandwich, by the way.
Absolutely.
Bread meat bread. Just remember that, guys. If you're ever pitching the idea of hot dogging, or you're getting an argument about sandwiches.
So, question: is it still hot dogging when you do it with the boobs, or is it just because or is it just because you're down there with the buns?
Ooh,
buns.
You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
I think he nailed it. I think it's only hot dogging if you do it with
buns. Only hot dogging. Would you do it on the butt? Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna get intimate for a second.
Please.
I one time put my dink between my lady's thighs so that it popped out on the other side. So it looked like she had a little wiener, and then when I ejaculated, God. It was like she was making her own cum. And we laughed. And we laughed.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Good times for everybody. She's like, look at my dick. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Oh my God. That's probably the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to go home now.
All right. It's been good.
I'm going to head out.
What, where are I'm lost, man. Oh, our good friend Alan, he ranks in on this list. For having, it doesn't have a cool name. It's just called extreme feeding or feederism.
Yeah.
It is
What's
when
that?
A partner or an encourager, as they're called, take pleasure in funneling excessive quantities of food into the mouth of the gainer. Quote.
Really?
Air quote, gainer, yeah. Some extreme feeders enjoy the sensation of inserting their penis between the gainer's fat folds.
Whoa.
That's a real thing. So it's like hot dogging, but you're not doing it on the buns again.
It's just
you're
wherever.
Doing it in the fat fold. But
yep.
Our good friend Alan, he would date girls, and then they would gain weight through the course of their relationship.
And he would do that.
Yep. He once told me the reason why was because his semen is made of the same stuff that they fill Boston cream pie donuts with.
Oh, I love Boston cream pie donuts.
Me too.
Yeah, well, not anymore. You don't.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's Alan Chisholm's.
Oh.
Yep.
So he's a feeder. He's on the list. We're all on the list. Let's see what
else. Yeah, I see our names next to a bunch of words
yes.
over there.
Yep. This is to remind me of where we were.
That's great.
Let's see. What is, I don't even remember what some of these are. We have. Next on the list. I think I might have just... I might have put this one on here. One, it is a really funny one. And it's got a really good name.
Okay.
So bear with me, guys. Mm. This is phallorucholagenia.
That's all one
Whoa.
Word.
I'm going to spell it for you. Phallorucholagenia.
Holy
oh, wow.
shit.
And
how did they come up with that?
I'm going to let you two try to guess what this one is. And mind you, I put it on the list because of the funny name and because it makes me giggle. Not the name. Yeah.
It's going to be something with a dick.
It's got to be something.
Because it's foul or something.
Oh, I thought it had maybe something to do with a fart.
That's funny, but that's not.
Because he giggles when he farts.
Yeah, I do. I giggle when I think about farts. I also giggle when I think about dicks, though.
That's true. That's true.
I giggle when I think about anything, really.
I think if I fart, the mic might pick it up because I'm pointed right at it.
It's pretty close.
Some with a dick. That's where I'm going to stick in dick.
Say
some.
The word again.
Oh, great. Use it in a sentence?
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Country of origin?
This is Falorchoalgolagnia. Falorchoalgolagnia.
I'm going to say it's where you squeeze your dick and it turns red.
We call that the Mike Touché.
Yeah. That's my answer.
Well, I think, obviously dick. Mm-hmm. Then I hear gagnia, and I think of, like, sucking your own dick, gagging on your own cock or something.
I don't think
like
that's how scientists name stuff.
That's it.
Gagging on your own
No, that's
dick.
How they do it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, like, oh, he just gagged on that. Gagnia. Gagnia. There you go. I don't know, man.
It is arousal from pain to male genitalia.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, yeah, definitely no. Do you ever see that Tom Sizemore video of him with some prostitutes smashing on his nuts, crushing his grapes?
No. Tom Sizemore?
Yeah, the actor.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is a big fan
of
Falorchoalgolagnia.
So, what I think of is I think of that scene in one of the latest James Bond movies, 007, where he's in the...
Oh, the chair?
The chair. And he's naked and his balls are hanging and they're just like whipping it with a cane or something.
Oh. It was a rope with a knot on it.
That's
and they
what
kept
it was.
Swinging, smashing him in the nerds.
Yeah. That's
who
what I think
doing
of
that
and
to
I'm
James
like,
Bond?
Yeah, and he was loving every second of it.
Oh,
he was rock hard.
Who's James Bond now?
Daniel Craig.
Okay.
He's got another movie. He's got one last one.
Yeah.
I thought they were changing it to that one dude that
Idris Elba?
That sexy black man.
Yeah, there's a big campaign to make him the next James Bond.
Yeah, dude.
I'm for that.
Yeah, I'm for
absolutely.
It, too.
Yeah. That dude's badass.
He is super badass.
And he's, like, 52. You know that? Like, he's fucking kind of older.
Well, that makes him more
I didn't know that.
Attractive.
Yeah, dude. All right. Good for him.
I'm going on record and saying this to all my friends of color out there. When black people get older and their hair starts to turn gray, it's the fucking coolest look in the world.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
A guy with graying dreadlocks came into my job the other day, and I was like, this motherfucker knows magic. I know it for a fact.
For sure.
He could cast a spell. He looks so wise.
Did he say something like, the devil, no, welcome here.
God, I wish he would have. Idris Elba?
Yeah.
007?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Full support.
All right. We're into it. And then hopefully his character, much like Daniel Craig's, enjoys getting his grapes squished.
If you think about that, like a rope with a knot at the end of it, like it's not enough to like break anything,
but it's
enough to fucking put some pain on
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just watch that scene in that movie. You'll be like, oof.
It was like two ago, right? It was like one of the...
I think it was the first one that he was...
He was James Bond. Okay.
They show his nuts?
No. But they do show his fucking perfect body as he's sitting in that chair, man.
Yeah, as he gets smashed and he just tenses up and you're like, oh, that's every muscle I should have.
Yeah.
Like looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Would you look at that? They use me as a body double.
Look at it down here. I got a hole cut. Cut under my chair.
Dude, if you rode around in your wheelchair with your balls hanging through the bottom of it.
Like when those guys with the trucks, they put a set of balls underneath.
Dude, oh my God.
Dude, we just installed truck nuts, but they're hollow, so I put my nuts in it.
Yeah, they're hollow and see-through, so you just have like a scuba mask for your balls.
So it's pressed up against the glass, you see all the fucking wrinkles. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Well, I'm lost. I hope that's a sexual kink. This is one that is new to me. Emetophilia. Emetophilia. It's an attraction to vomit.
Really?
And that, that's some two girls, one cup type stuff. But
yeah.
I can tell you nobody's having fun in that
video. Wasn't
that
fake? That was like, it was just ice cream?
Oh, God, I fucking hope so, dude. Please tell me that was
true. Dude, you know what's funny is I was just talking about this with somebody the other day, and like that was the beginning of the nastiest shit you could put on the internet.
Yeah. That was like, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, They were like, let's see how far we can go. Mm-hmm. And then they went. And now it's just opened up the floodgates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because nothing that I'm going to see is going to fuck me up as much as that video did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the day after that, I saw a video of a Russian guy getting his head cut off with a knife.
And I didn't care.
I was like, what is this, pussy shit? Nobody's eating dookie or pukes?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah, that was like an urban legend. It was like, yo, you show him Two Girls, One Cup yet?
Yeah.
Dude, and everyone's like, no, what's that? And like, oh, you're in for it.
Dude, people like work in like offices were like crowded around computers to watch this. Like waiting for the dial up to come up. Like you'd have 10 people standing around waiting for it to load.
Yeah, it became like a cultural thing. I'm gonna change the name of our podcast to Two Guys One Cuck. I'm gonna let the audience decide who's the cuck.
You know what would be great is if we could get those two girls and say, where are they now?
Oh yeah.
Like, what are they doing now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that was kind of long ago, but not like super long.
Over 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's gotta be like,
easily, yeah.
It's gotta be like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. So they probably got some kids, and their kids probably know what that video is.
Because oh, yeah.
You're not alive in the internet age without knowing what Two Girls, One Cup
is. They've seen it for sure.
So, Two Girls with One Cup, if you guys are listening to this, we'd really like to have you on.
Oh, I guarantee they're listening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Idris Elba's probably listening. He's probably at home like, oh, man, those guys are really nice. Think I could be the next James Bond.
Oh, you think I could be the next James Bond, huh?
Thanks, fellas.
Okay.
I won't keep on listening. Thanks, Idris. You're the best. And Daniel Craig's listening, too, and he's like, they're trying to give away me job. Me job.
Fucking wankers.
Oh, man. I love accents. Let's see. Do I have anything else on here? I do. I have one. This one's for you guys. Because I know we're not sexually attracted to it, but we do find joy in it.
Ooh, here we go.
It is called eproctophilia, and it is an attraction to farts.
Hell yeah.
And they may not give me a boner, but every time one of my friends farts, I still laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
I'm 35 years old.
I will never not laugh at farts.
Yep. Me neither.
Or I the word it. Fart.
Yeah. It's
Someone says fart, and I'm like, hey, yeah, nice.
When you call somebody a fart, or when you do that, they're like, oh, get this guy away from me. He's a fucking fart. And you're like, well, that's funny. Which actually, you guys saying noise reminds me. So I'm at work, and I'm ringing somebody out, and their bill for real comes to $69.69.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a grown-up man and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, your bill's $69.69. Noise. And I tried to say it without being like, nothing. And the guy was like, excuse me? And I went, nice.
What'd he do? Was he like, yeah?
He didn't even laugh. Dude.
Really?
Like,
oh, dude.
Sometimes I'm worried about the world. And,
oh,
like,
man.
Seriously, how do you not laugh at that?
Yeah, especially when I did it the first time, like the professional way. I was like, oh, let me 69, noise. You have a good day, sir. Noise.
I remember working at a place, and like sometimes I was the service bartender. And sometimes the waitresses would be like, I just want a glass with no ice. And I was like, can we make a button for that when
for
they
the
put
noise
it in?
Button?
So, yeah, we made a button. And instead of putting no ice, we just put noise.
So,
like,
yeah.
Everybody would be like, noise.
Noise. So I did a quick Google on my phone. For the Two Girls, One Cup, where are they now?
Ooh.
Oh, follow up.
So credited only as Carla and Latifa, the two girls are filmed spending some time in their native Brazil. While defecating and vomiting all over each other in the most artistic way two people can possibly do such a thing. Such is the transient nature of porn fame. Carl and Latifa never managed to use 2G1C to springboard themselves to more mainstream roles, and both young women fell back into obscurity before seemingly vanishing off the face of the earth.
Huh.
Following an extensive online search, we managed to catch up with Carla. Real name, not going to say it, because that's probably doxing. As she works her current day job as an ice cream vendor on the busy streets of Rio de Janeiro.
Whoever's getting ice cream from there, you gotta think twice about that.
Dude.
Carla, who portrayed the role as the blonde one, looks fit and healthy as she reminisces about the 2G1C shoot of 2007.
2007, wow. So 13 years ago.
It was a magical time in my life, muses Carla, as she scoops a generous portion of peanut butter ice cream.
God, that's gotta be fake.
I really hope it's not.
I hope it's not either.
I really hope it's not.
So they're living in Brazil scooping ice cream.
Scooping ice cream, man.
That is
They're living the American dream.
Yeah.
They really, they like, they knew they had a passion for something, and then they followed it.
Yeah.
They were like, I'm eating this doo-doo. They eat the poo-poo.
They eat the... Why are you gay?
They eat the... They lick the anus, and they the eat the poo-poo. Anus. And they were like, you know what? I really like the look and feel of eating poo-poo, but I hate the smell and the mess.
Yeah.
And they're like, have you guys heard of soft serve yet? Yeah. And they're like...
You know there's a thing called ice cream, right?
The doors have opened. World has given me an anus, and I eat a poo-poo eat that a anus.
Oh, man.
So before we close out, I was thinking it might be fun to say, to really come from a place of vulnerability. Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
And say some sexual things that we like that we might not know if other people like.
Hmm.
I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Well, I'm going to start. Fake boobs and butt stuff.
Yeah, well, I love fake boobs.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like literally...
I love all boobs, but...
Yeah, me too. But I don't call them fake boobs. I call them forever boobs because they stay forever.
They do stay forever. And here's the thing, like, when you have fake boobs, you get to choose how they look, where they sit, how big they are.
Everything.
It's perfection upon perfection. It's like painting the Mona Lisa and then giving her some fat fucking titties.
Fat fucking titties. Photoshop just liquefying them, too.
So I love fake boobs and people guys that say that they don't like it. I think they're just I don't know. They're
well
weird.
Because they're probably like, oh, fake tits are like rock hard. That was in like the 70s before they like perfected silicone and whatever.
Yeah,
whatever else they use. There's saline
so
now.
Much more advanced in medicine that
I
perfect now. You there's something you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend who had large ass titties. And a big nose, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was getting breast reduction surgery. And at first, you know, I'm a guy, so I was like, don't you touch me. Don't you touch my titties. Don't you take my titties.
Why would you do this to me?
But she got it done, and I was like, holy shit.
It just made them more perfect.
Your tits are great now. Like, yeah, let's get medicine involved in titties. Let's make titties better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's make titties better.
Let's have you, make tits great again.
You know, there's a guy... I forget his name. Oh, Kirill. Assholes Live Forever guy.
All right, yep.
So he got together with this cosmetic surgeon in Miami. He's been giving out boob jobs, like, every so often.
Really?
He does, like, things on his Instagram where he's like, you know, tag us or screenshot your receipt because he sells, like, merch. And he's like, you know, we'll just pick someone for a boob job. So lately, what they did it again. This one is also for guys now. They're doing penis enlargements.
What?
Yes. So he's giving away a boob job and then a penis enlargement. Not to the same person. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Fucking rat. Yeah,
who fucking knows? Rat, the rat set of tits and a fucking monster gong.
Yeah.
But,
they'd be unstoppable.
He's giving away because it was like, he's like real open with like his DMs, like when he gets like a shitty DM or something. So it was like, Dr. So-and-so, and it was like, hey, we want to give away a dick job. And he was just like, shoot me an email. Like, he was immediately into it.
Hit them deets.
So, you know, dongs are starting to get a little fucking metacized too, you know?
Yeah, it's about time, man.
Yeah, man. I've been trying own dick
enlargement. Don't be embarrassed don't be embarrassed about your dong size. If you're embarrassed about it, get a little enlargement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, if it's going to make you feel more confident.
Yeah.
You know, but if everybody starts getting dick enlargements, I'm going to have to get one too because I don't want to be the guy that's got the regular small
The guy who's like, I'm cool with my tiny dick.
Yeah.
In a world of giant
and then
giant
just everyone's over here
dongs.
Swinging hammers.
Yeah, no one's going to want to hang out with me then.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, look at average dick size.
There's
going to
be no chicks
that.
For you left.
Yeah. They're all just going to be torn in half from fucking genetically altered dongs.
It's going to be all guys with great tits and giant dongs.
Yeah.
You better hope that guys don't start getting great tits because I'll never talk to a girl again.
Game over.
Dude.
If you had big old fake titties and a fake butt, I would hang out with you all the time. I would never need a girlfriend. If you let me play with them titties,
that's true.
I'm happy.
I think that's weird.
You think so?
I know you. I don't want to let you play with my tits.
You play with tits of people you know all the time.
Do you?
It's true.
Yeah, he's not going around banging strangers.
Well, I only
our relationship's
with,
built
I only
on
one
a healthy
set
friendship.
Of tits. Now.
Yes, true.
I don't know. If I had a set of rad tits, I'd just let all my friends play with them.
Yeah, I'd spread the wealth.
I guess I'd try it out. If I ever get tits, I'll try it.
Thanks,
I'll let you guys know.
Sorry.
I'll see. You'll be the first one.
I appreciate it.
To try it out. playing with my floppy old fucking freedom bags.
So, do you have any sexual things that you might be nervous about bringing up to a lover?
No, not really. I mean, I have sex with the same person, so we know what we like. I don't know.
Do you guys like anything that might be weird to someone? Like,
no, I don't think so. I think it's just like we have.
Like me, dude.
I don't think. I don't know.
I love licking butthole.
Same.
Yeah, but that's not like a weird. I think that's a pretty normal.
There's
thing
a lot of people out there that hate it.
I mean, I've done it. I've done it to her. You know
how much you like licking asshole and see if she looks at you weird.
Yeah.
Your grandma or something. Because she'll be like, that's not what you do to a nice girl.
There's a lot of guys that hate it.
I guess that's a weird thing because, I mean, I don't know. I do that, you know.
I know girls that, like, one, they're like, no, don't lick my butt. That's mad weird. And then there's
But
girls
then
that,
you do it and it
well
turns out they're freak on a leash.
Some of them, yes. That's what I was going to say. Like, then there's some girls that'll let you do it just because they're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And then I've had the case where I've been with girls that are like, dude, you lick my butt. I need you to do it again. Get down there. Get the anus and the poo-poo.
The anus.
And lick that butt. Got to get that booty. But, yeah, I think that might be my own thing. I'm pretty boring in bed. Actually,
hey, really?
I don't want to talk about a lot of stuff because I know a lot of my listeners, like, I've had girls now be like, so this is happening? Because they listen to the podcast.
Oh,
like,
really?
Shit. Like, I was talking to this one girl, and she's like, oh, so you're having sex again. I know it wasn't with me. And I was like, fuck!
Ooh.
But yeah, that's the thing. I want to put myself out there. I don't mind being open.
Mm.
But ladies, don't use it against me. This is my art form.
Please. That's nice. One thing that's kind of weird to some people. I kind of like choking girls.
You like being the choker?
Yeah, the choker, not the chokey. I don't like girls choking me.
I mean, I do too. That's not like something crazy I get into. But
do you really?
Well, I can't say hate it. I'll do it if a girl asks me to do it.
Yeah.
But I always feel
you won't do it on your own? Like, you won't reach up there?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's weird. I mean, like, if I've been sleeping with a girl and I know that she likes it,
yeah,
I'll do it without her asking me.
Yeah,
right.
And I'll wait till the fucking life comes out of her eyes. But, like, I don't know. I have this weird thing.
One of my girlfriends wanted me to do that. She literally...
She, like, passed out?
Yeah. She was like, literally, just keep going. I'll wake back up. And I was like...
Oh, but what if you don't?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, no, I'm not going to...
You're not good with this.
Yeah, I'm not... That was the one time where I was like, maybe we shouldn't joke.
I had this girl, like, she was in some stuff. She's like, all right, here's the deal. I think I'm into weird shit, but I don't know. Because I've never had the chance to explore. She's like, but you're a very fun, open person. Can we do weird stuff? And I was like,
ooh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
What weird stuff?
Because me, when it comes to sex, I'm like a blank slate. You want to try something? I'll try it. I don't need much to have an orgasm. I do it to myself all the time.
True.
But if you want something. So she was like, I think I want you to wear a scary mask.
What? That's weird.
Yep.
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
I wore it.
Nice.
She loved it.
Really?
She absolutely loved it.
Did you like creep in the bedroom or did you just pop it on?
Did you make noises? You were like, blah, blah, blah.
No, I was like, okay. I put the mask on and then started having sex with her. And she was like, fuck yeah.
That must have been uncomfortable for you. You're all breathing heavy inside that mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was one that, like, completely covered my mouth and everything. So I was like...
Whose mask was it?
We went and bought one at a Halloween store.
Oh, okay.
Like, we walked around...
You guys had a designated sex mask.
Yes.
Okay.
We walked around the Halloween store, and she was like, what about this one? I don't know. Do you like this one? And I'm like, these are a Halloween mask. I don't know. This is you.
You're the one,
like,
looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, what about this one? Ooh, it's scary. It's so scary.
You know,
and
it would have been, like, really funny.
So what was it? Was it just like a general monster? Or was it like Jason? Was it the scary movie mask?
Well, yeah, I think it was from like an anime.
Oh, really?
Because it was like leather around the mouth and it had like an eyepiece.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Tokyo Ghoul or something like that.
Beats me. Beats me. Now
it's come really...
Oh, do you have it downstairs? I want to put it on.
What would have been really funny about that is if she was like, no, don't worry. I have a mask at my house.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I'll just use that. But, like, what happened was, like, the guy before you, he, like, jizzed in it. And, like, really what got her off is that you put the mask on after he jizzed in it.
I was wearing
like, yes.
It was like...
It's all flaky on your face and stuff.
Why does this mask taste salty?
Why is there dandruff inside here? Ew.
Gross, you
and
guys.
And that's where she was really getting off.
Yeah.
Nah, but she liked it.
Okay.
You know, so that's all that matters to me.
Was that the weirdest thing you guys did?
So far. There's still a list of things that she wants to do, and I'm.
Okay. Oh, you're still having sex with this person?
Yes. That door is still open.
Okay. Okay.
And
good for you guys.
I'm down to do whatever. Like my big thing when I'm having sex is like I said, I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. It takes fucking. All you have to do is literally rub a piece of skin, mm-hmm. and I finish.
Boing.
So like if you were like, I think I'd really like it if like, I don't know, you played bongos on my butt cheeks with your feet. I think that'll make me come. I'll be like, Brian? Well, sure, whatever, doesn't matter to me. Are you gonna rub just that one part of my body that makes me finish when it comes time? Oh, yeah, you can do that? Then I'll do whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Whatever gets the girl off, I'll...
Yeah.
You know? Because
that's some weird stuff.
Because I forget it. I can just do whatever and get off, so I might as well cater to your needs, because it usually takes more.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what we're doing, babe, I'll finish. Mm-hmm. Guarantee it. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
There's nothing you can do that's going to stop this from coming out.
I'm getting this nut.
Yeah. So if you need me to, I don't know, put your hand in a toaster while we're having sex, well then bring the butter, sweetheart. We're making biscuits.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, on that note, we're going to say, you guys have a happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy V-Day.
Yeah,
have
man.
Sex with each other. Do weird stuff. Lick each other's anuses.
Eat a poo-poo.
Eat that poo-poo.